Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. It's a cracking day. It's a rippling. What a good field in the new Suez, Newcastle, Newmarket. I mean, Sergio Quebec, Lanciano, Invictable Gem, Sabatiano, Princess Posh, Invictus Prince. You know, it's a cracking field. Better field than last year when Lanciano won it. And, of course, 2 years back, Happy Clapper won it. And he's since won, well, I think his career total now is more than $6 million. Happy Clapper. So this is a cracking race. Track looks magnificent. I was there yesterday for the Beaufort Club lunch, and we had the Calcutta last night there. It looks fabulous. The place looks great, and it's a big day, huge day. I mean, it's their only group race in the first half of the year, the Newmarket, the NJC, and they have four group races, of course, on Cup Day in September. So, mate, just another point, Lanciano, there's only been two horses since the race was first run in 1955 that have won two Newmarkets back-to-back. Randy Ladd in the 60s and Manuin in the 80s. Both very, very good horses. So yeah. Lanciano's looking for back-to-back today.
All right, now the first one, Royal Captain, 310, two Dunbrody Power, 210, three Mustafa, 420. For Dreamfields, 550, 5 out, 6 months of Magic, 81, 7 out. Favourite, 210, two Dunbrody Power.
It's my best bet of the day, Dunbrody Power. Owned by Walter Power, and he has horses with either John Thompson or Chris Lees. And all of them have the name Power in their names. This bloke, or this filly, by All Too Hard, has got easily the best form of the race. She was placed on the Kenzo start, track three starts back, beat ahead by Unify. Then she went to the Gold Coast for the Magic Millions Maiden, got beat 3.5 by Terminology and Rock. That's outstanding form for this race. Come back to Canterbury last start, busy, beat a 2.5. She's a standout for me. Blake Shinder ride, got some lovely rides again today. She's my best bet. Royal Captain, runs second here behind Air Wing. Wasn't a bad race here recently on Feb 16. Brett Preble to ride, good barrier. It's my second pick. Number four, Dreamfields. Third run back, certainly at its peak now. Run second at Hawkesbury, he did last start. And number three, Mustafa's trial okay. Two the best to beat 1-4-3.
Race 2, 1 Chauvinist, 460. 2 Double Oboe, 21. 3 Haunting Spirit, 480. 4 out. 5 Watching, 380. 6 Oxford Bella, 280. 7 Vendella, $5. Favourite Oxford Bella, number 6, 280.
I think Watching will be very hard to beat here. Comes off a recent trial at Hawkesbury when it ran on very, very well. It ran fourth at Nowra last just beat, come from a mile back. Normally I wouldn't be tipping a horse going from Nowra to Newcastle. It's usually a massive class rise. However, I saw this horse back at Newcastle in August run an absolute bottler. He was as green as grass. He's a colt by Denman. Anthony Cummings got him. He was that green that day. Got beat about 2.25 by Happy Bubbles. Now, McDonald rode him. It was a midweek rate meeting, and he made up a ton of ground. Now, Anthony's put the blinkers back on today, and I reckon Tommy Berry to ride. Small field, good barrier. I think he's the one to beat. Oxford Bella. Now, let me work this out. It was first up the other day at Hawkesbury after a spell of about 15 or 16 months. Well, I was at Hawkesbury that day. I was working on the qualifier and got back in the field after being slow out, made up good ground to get me 3 lengths. Having that much time off, as you'd expect, he looked like probably just needed that run. She did the mare, and she'd be a lot fitter today, but she may need one more. We'll find out later. Number 7, Vendella's a Kiwi. In New Zealand, 7 starts, 2 places. First run for Chris Lees. Form's only average, but by gee, Chris can improve these Kiwis. He's had a great run with them. I've got it in for third with a big watch. And number 3, Haunting Spirit. 5, 6, 7, and 3.
Third event, 1 Acceleration Gold, 151. 2 Front View, 5. 3 My King's Council, 5. 4 Eugenio, 650. 5, Shaman, 230. 6, Diamond Star, Halo, 360. 7, She's Just Saying, 31. 8, Out. 9, Boston Blues, 71. 230, favourite, 5, Shaman.
Well, Sean, if Shaman is in the form it was last start, when on a heavy track at Gosford on Feb 23, it won a maiden by nearly 8 lengths.
Mm.
If he's in that form, he'll win again. And I can't see why he won't. Because 2 starts back, he runs third at Canterbury, 3 lengths behind Alia over 1900, and it goes pretty good. Won a wallet. So, Glenn Schofield arrived in today. Travis Wolfgram rode him at Gosford, and even though he won by 8, he lost the plate at the start on the hang of it at the first turn from the 2100 there as you go out of the straight. And he led all the way. He was highly, highly impressed. Anthony Cummings has got him too. Having a great run too, Anthony. Number 4, Eugenio, John Thompson. Second pick in the race. Nothing wrong with its last start win at Hawkesbury. Faced at Gosford before that. High King's Council, 4 places in a row. All around the 2,000 to 2,200. Got to be a chance for Blake Shin and David Piper. And number 6, next pick, Diamond Star Halo. Didn't do much on debut, but is out to a suitable distance here, thrown by Gay and Adrian, and it'll probably want to get up there with Shaman in the lead. So a big improvement expected. 5, 4, 3, 6.
All right, race 4, 1 Elgin, $1.70. 2 is out. Number 3, Road to Blue Sky, 34. 4, The Cinnamon, 34. 5, Wakani, 34. 6, Estoverto, 420. 7, Head Up High, 26. 8, Heaven's Dream, 34. 9, King of the Realm, 650. 10, Out. 11, Trestor, 31. 12, Diamond Padrill, $8. Favourite here, 170, 1 Elgin.
Yeah, he looks a good set, but he's got a few tricks. Chris had him in a race where he was equal favourite yesterday at Port Macquarie in the early bet, and decided to run here. Now, I was talking to Jamie Lovett at the function yesterday on Australian Bloodstock, and he said, well, the main reason we're running here because of some very high-profile Newcastle Knights ex-players, old boys, you'd call them, in the ownership, and I'm talking about Danny Badiris, Mark Hughes, and Andrew Johns' partner, I think, is the ownership in the ownership as well. A number of my mates from Maitland are in the ownership. The history of this horse is, and I'll make it quick, Lloyd Williams had him. He's a Kiwi. Lloyd had him. He had one run. He ran third at Ballarat. Lloyd put him up for sale. Australian Bloodstock bought him. He should have nearly won first up at Newcastle on the Beaumont track. The 11.50 was too short. Never got on the track and hit the line hard. Last start, he had every hope here. Be Mindful beat him half a length, but Be Mindful went to Kembler and won. This horse raced up on the speed that day. I reckon they'll try and take a sit. Third or fourth, the rail barrier won. And at $1.70, he does look a standout. For the record, 6 Estoverto. I wouldn't sell this horse short of saving. Hasn't had a lot of luck in 2 runs here lately. 9 and 12, best for the others. 1, 6, 9, 12.
Race 5, 1 Invincible Gangster, 240. 2 Don't Tease Me, 10. 3, Royal Hootenanny, $12. Number 4, Pell, 81. 5 Out. 6, Rastafarian, 21. 7, Nick on the Run, 5. 8, Dream Charge, 460. 9, Vinciro, 850. 10, As He's Ready is 19. 11, Ganassa, 19. And 12, Enjoyable, 151. 240 favourite, 1 Invincible Gangster.
Sean, if he had drawn a barrier, I would have declared it, but I'm worried about the outside barrier. Now, normally for the 900, I wouldn't worry if they got speed, because there's only the one turn. They have a terrific run from the 900 to the home turn and then down the straight. But this bloke loves cover. He loves to get a bit of cover, and he's got an amazing turn of foot if you hold him up behind him. He holds the Scone 900-metre record, and he runs slashing time one day. I think it was at Newcastle. Tommy's got the job of trying to get a set. If he can get one off with a trail, he'll blow him away in the straight. He is a horse with a great turn, but he needs to get a bit of cover. He's easily the best horse in the race. So I've had to put him on top. Don't Tease Me. He's got tremendous speed. It'll hit the ground and run. It's too fast early for these horses. Whether it can hang on down the long straight, the big worry. But I tell you what, it'll give him something to chase. Nick on the Run, nice trial, big chance first up, barrier 1, and Dream Charge going well for Johnny Ramsey at Scone. 1, 2, 7 and 8.
On to race six, the two-year-old, one Fortress Command, 380, two-pound, train 26, three Bullet Fly, 230, four Galaxy, 26, five Dormier is 750, six First Crown, 31, seven Inside Trader, 61, eight Mesmer, 550, nine Out, 10 Promotions, 11, 11 Stooge, 21, 12 Piero Rose, 26, 13 Amazing Piece, 151. Favourite, 230, three Bullet Fly.
It's a very, very good two-year-old race, very strong race. I like the Snowden horse. Bullet Fly, number three, the favourite by Deepfield. He ran third at Warwick Farm last start about 3 weeks ago, beat the length and a quarter. Got that midfield, the big field, and chased home good. That was his only race start for a good trial at Randwick. The barrier's tricky, but it's a 1400, so there's a good run to the first corner. Sam Clibberton takes the ride. With any luck, I think he can win. Fortress Command won well at Wyon the other day, really hit the line after racing Keane mid-race. Gerald's got him. He'll love the big track. Number eight, Mesmer, for Mark Unum. Went all right first up. Went at run fourth at Canterbury. Beaten three lengths to Belitza. Got back near last. Got a bump at the start. Pulled up with abrasions. Plenty of excuses. And number 10, Promotions. Very ordinary when it ran third the other day at Wyong. Showed speed and got beat four lengths. But I'll make it fourth pick here. 3-1-8-10.
Race 7, the Newmarket. What a beauty. One Siege of Quebec, $5. Two Lanciado, $5.50. Three Invincible Gem, $5.50. Four Sabatiano, $2.80. Five Princess Posh, $8.50. Six Invictus Prince, $10. Seven Special Missile, $26. Eight The Lord Mayor, $51. Nine Insensata is $21. Ten Got Unders, $126. 11 Out, 12 Rurikanji, $23. And 13 Lucio Labelle, $61. Favourite, $2.80. Four Sabatiano.
Terrific field, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, mate, look, I'll tell you what I did here. There was a toss of the coin for me between Lanciato, last year's winner, and Sabatiano. Sabatiano has been a huge go. It went up $4. You said it's now $2.80. It was $3.80 last night. I'm slightly going to lead to Lanciato. I spoke to Rachel King 2 days ago, and Rachel's never off his back. He's ridden him, I think, in seven of his last eight, including the Newmarket win. Rides him trials, work, everything. She said to me, Gaz, I think he looks better and he's racing better, even though he's only had that one run, than he was when he won this race last year. Now, on saying that, he's going to have to be better because he hasn't won a race since and they've put him up 4 kilos. So he's paid the price of winning last year's Newmarket and in a better field. He's got to carry four more. But against that, his run was a ripper first up in the Southern Cross. And last year when he won the race, he was last with 150 to go. And he stormed home in a big field. Look, I'm going to tip him. Don't worry about the barrier because he'll be back last. It wouldn't matter if he drew barrier one, he'd be way back. So don't worry about the wide barrier, and it's a hell of a long straight. Just in front of Sabatiano. Her first up run was a ripper. This is a mare that's had no luck in at least half a dozen black type races. She never gets good luck, but today, Blake Shin, the barrier's not too bad. Long run to the first turn. She'll shake the life out of it, and I'll tell you what, she is a massive tip. Everyone yesterday wanted to tip your Sabatiano, including the boys from the Royal Blue. Invincible Gem, Chris Lee's confident. Second up, that she'll get back to near her best form. She's a Group 2 winner. Siege of Quebec's trials have been good, and he is a very smart horse with a top jock in my old mate, Tim Clark. 2, 4, 3, and 1.
All right. Now, the next event, the final. Here we have number one, and that's Mr. Adobel at 750. Two time and again, 650, three out. Four Lonely Heart, 7. 5 Mimic, 14. 6 Lady Wahoo, 71. 7 Dame Curie, 7. 8 Alternative Facts, 420, 9 out. 10 Derby's Blue Girl, 34. Favourite 11, Malia Magic, 270. And 12, Princess Patton, 81. But Malia Magic, number 11, 270 favourite.
Short. Oh, dear, it's short. I think the top weight's got a great over there. I'm going to have a throw at the stumps with Miss Redoble. She loves a big track. Never run a face for your last prep and should have won. She was in all sorts of trouble in the straight trying to get a run. Then, back before Christmas, she won two on the trot at Stone and Hawkesbury. Had a freshen up and got beat about 4 lengths here the other day. only got clear from near last at the 200. Up in weight, but down in class. Grand Buckley to ride. Bucko rides her at all the runs. Tracy Bartley's got her. I think she'll run a great race here despite the 60. Lonely Heart is flying for Johnny Ramsey and RT. Thompson's rode its last two up there. It's going, sat three deep in a weak field, but folded in. Two runs back, and then it went up a much better field against a much better field at Scone, and hit the line hard for midfield. Was just far too good for them. Barrier one, got to get a lovely run. Malia Magic, I've got him in for third. Thought it might have been a bit better price than that. But Tim Clark riding for Bobby Milligan. And its last run at Port Macquarie, when it runs fourth at Luciola Bell, is in the new market. Only got beat three quarters of a length in the qualifier. Certainly was good enough to win this. Run fourth at Canterbury prior to that and won at Port. Maybe I'm getting a bit carried away. Maybe that qualifier run entitles it to be this short in this field. But I've only got it in for third. And number eight, alternative facts. This horse of Warren Gavenlock, Josh Parr, good barrier, goes very, very well. Sean ran in two highways. He ran fourth at Rearwick on the Cool Kid. Then he ran fifth at the farm, the Noble Boy. But he's beaten five lengths both times, but two very, very good horses beating. A painless trial win the other day at Kulsava. One to beat four, 11 and eight.
All right. What's your best?
Only the one. Race one, number two.
All right. We get in early. Race one, number two, get in early and then relax for the rest of the day, I guess.
Yeah, well, there'll be no relaxing on Newmarket Day, but let me say this. I've had a little on it early, and I've backed both Sabatiano and Lanciano in the Newmarket for a nice profit if one of them wins. And as you know, there's six or seven chances in that race.
Yeah, very open race.
Yeah.
All right, look forward to the late mail throughout today. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, mate, the club couldn't get a better day, and the track looks great. Anyone having a bet here today? Their horse should get every chance.